yo, this is your man Wordsmith, aka that microphone bully. And if you're playing that garbage out there, we moving it to the side. That's right, you heard it first. This is a Hip Hop Digest exclusive. Let's get it! Let's get it! Let's get it! Let's get it! Let's get it!
Aw, shit, another young brother hit. I better go over my man's crib and get the pump. Cause to the cops, shooting brothers is like playing baseball. And they're never in a slump. I guess when they shoot up a crew, it's a grand slam. And when it's one, it's a home run. But I'ma be ready with a wild pitch. My fingers got a bad twitch, plus I'm on a switch. Side, you step up to the batter's box. Fuck red and white, I got on black socks. But let them shoot a person from the White Sox. What's the call? Foul ball. Babe Ruth would've made a good cut, but he didn't. Instead, he was a bigot. Dig it. My life is valuable and not protected like a gym. Instead of cops getting me, I'm going out getting them. And let them cough up blood like phlegm. It's grim. But dad is my antonym. And legally, they can't take a fall. Yo, check it out. It's just a friendly game of baseball.
Wow. Baseball. Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's going on, brothers?
What's good?
That's what's good. Introduction brought to you by our man,
Bagari Black.
50 grand.
Yes, sir. That came to you off the Boys in the Hood album. It was the remix version that he got it from.
Let me digress.
Let's get the original information out there. Let's hit him with the original information.
Okay, the original. There you go. Main source, 1991, Wild Pitch Records, Breaking Adams. He may have heard about it on Boys in the Hood, but that's the original. So
exactly.
No doubt. But anyway, shout out to Bagari Black. You know, no diss. I'm just saying.
No. Props to the original and stopping right there.
No doubt.
Thank you for sending that in, brother.
No doubt. So our man E Colored has assembled a crew in back of him. This is by the time you hear, you know, you see what's up. At his home in LA, he's convening. And what are you convening out there, son?
Oh, so it's just real funny because my daughter and her friends are here, and they are all 21, right? Everybody's 21? Mm-hmm. Yes, you better be after that tonight. Anyway.
Shit. So, what was going on, B?
We'll get into that. It's L.A. But anyway, I'm going to unplug the headphones right now so we can get them all in there. But so we had this situation where Jermaine Dupri was saying about how the women are stripping, strip music or whatever we call it, right? So I wanted to ask my daughter and her friends who are in the age range of that kind of music, who do you listen to? And I got to speak up too, okay? So who do you guys listen to as like as far as female rappers, MCs today?
I would say Megan Thee Stallion.
The president of the United States.
Hey, man, I don't get that reference.
Yeah.
Rico Nasty.
Rico Nasty.
Still
a bit
Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cardi B a little bit.
Doja Cat. I like her.
Doja Cat. Okay. So, anybody ever heard of Rhapsody?
Yes.
I heard of her.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. I mean, that's all. I just wanted to ask a question to see what names you guys would throw out there and see how that relates to what Jermaine Dupri was talking about. You guys want to expound on that? Because that's all I needed.
Go ahead, G.
No, not really. I know only one of those out of that group. I know Megan Thee Stallion because I know she talk a lot of nasty shit. That's the only one that I know out of that group that they mentioned.
Okay, so we didn't hear any, we didn't hear Rhapsody. We didn't hear anything like that.
Well,
so.
That is equal to what I said last week. Okay. You're not going to hear about anybody substantive other than ones who are marketed. So most of these young ladies are marketed and they have a pretty good social media machine, I'm assuming. And their music is accessible to where those young ladies are at.
Got it. And these young ladies right here are not Jermaine Dupri, but they are consumers. And the names that they mentioned would be out there with what he said. So I don't know why everybody's on his you know what for that. So
go ahead.
maybe.
You heard the names they mentioned who they listened to.
Hold on. There's a comment.
Ask a
Just speak up so we can hear you.
I feel like if you were to ask a guy who their favorite rapper is, they might go straight to like maybe Moneybagg Yo or Lil Wayne and things like that. Future.
And it's
Future.
Like men are talking about the same stuff.
Yeah,
you're
like,
right.
Oh,
rapping, da 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 da. It's like, okay, guys always talk about money, sex, and drugs.
Have you guys heard of
the
baby?
Yes.
Like, how many people that we mentioned just now don't talk about the same stuff that Megan talks about? Like, yeah. I could see if you said, okay, Megan is a stripper rapper or whatever, or Cardi's a stripper rapper, but Tierra Whack, Rico Nasty, Doja Cat, they don't have the same kind of like.
Exactly.
Message as people like Megan, and I feel like there's space for all types of messages within music.
I guess who can change that, y'all? Because if you don't tell these folks what you want to hear, they're gonna play what they want you to hear.
What I like about what they just said is the fact that they pointed out the hypocrisy in the system. Men say the same shit that women say, exact same shit.
And for older dudes like us, it's all strip club music on the radio. You know what I'm saying? We're just talking commercially because we know that there are female MCs that are getting busy. You know what I'm saying? And males. It's just not on the radio. So this whole thing with Jermaine Dupri the other week was interesting to me because I was kind of on his side, but he didn't really stretch it out. He was on online, answer or not online, but on that show, answered a quick question, which was probably a loaded question anyway. But he should have still had in his mind to think, well, damn, I did have the brat or other females of that ilk, but he didn't.
And that show, when he's gonna look for female rap.
Right. No doubt. So with that said, thank you ladies very much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your participation. It wasn't that tough.
Yeah. Like golf clap.
No doubt.
Yes.
And thank you very much. I'm gonna go ahead and get back in now. Appreciate you. And there we go.
Oh, E Color bringing in the youth.
Yes, sir.
And then shed a little light.
Oh, no doubt. I, it's one thing about what we consider popular. It is so much hyperbole out there to what is popular because of social media and what they say is popular versus there you got a group of young women who tastes run the gamut.
Exactly.
You know, but that run the gamut of taste is not being
played on the radio.
Not even being played on the radio, but it's not even like known as social media, you know, what am I looking for? It's not known as social media normalcy. It, you know, you hear about one or two or three high profile women, if that. Any of these other women that they named, or you're not, hey, that's just their personal taste. So that's what's
there
up.
There you have it.
Well, let's get in here properly. Not that we weren't in, because that was a nice opening. I appreciate that, son. The first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a quagmire.
Uh-oh, not a quagmire.
Oh, yeah, this is a tar pit.
Giggity.
Yeah.
put on your hip boots.
Yeah, this is a tar pit situation right here because you can get hammered. The Hip Hop Hall of Fame was a popular topic this week on the text chain, and that is a quagmire. So this question started out Snoop and all of Snoop's antics, and does he obviously make the Hall of Fame? Yes, Snoop makes the Hall of Fame, but the key question, thanks to my brother, E. Swervin, was first ballot.
Right, and then I was the only one out the crew that gave him a vote for the first ballot. And I got outvoted.
People were passionate about Snoop being first ballot. Others were passionate about, no, he isn't. The thing about it is it's funny. It's just like hip hop, right? Just like rap. Are we doing a DJ Khaled here? Is it really? He gotta be first ballot.
Not, is who doing that? Those who
Well, yeah, I'm just saying because it's like a DJ Khaled thing. No one's questioning the fact that he goes into the hall. That's not even good enough.
Not DJ Khaled you're talking about, right?
No, I'm talking about Snoop.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's questioning Snoop goes into the Hall of Fame. Nobody's questioned that. But it was the first ballot thing that had cats, you know, passionate, kind of heated about that.
But they was going off of his, a lot of people was going off of his whole career, not just career, but his whole, everything that he's done outside of music. I was going off the first couple albums, and I'm like, okay, those first couple, especially that first album, he's got classic plus a lot of singles that he could just stand on, that he could get in off of. That's what I was going based off of.
Oh, and that's so 100. It's funny because people, you started doing this whole career retrospective about, you know, longevity and influence and all this other shit. Okay,
which is right.
Which is right. And they started naming a whole lot of other people. They started throwing Rakim under the bus. Like, oh, the only album that Rock, how Rakim gonna get first ballot if the only album people talk about is Paid in Full?
Somebody was flagrant with that shit.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm like, yeah, but jeez,
I don't envy Curtis Blow and Rocky Buchano and Chuck D. And anybody. I don't envy them.
You just think about it. This is us talking about cats that actually in the game that we like. These ain't people that they putting in, that we thinking about putting in the Hall of Fame on some garbage shit.
Right.
Ain't nobody trying to squeeze in fucking Chingy or some shit.
Nah.
Nah. These are all people who gonna be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, don't get twisted.
I mean, Melly Mel was thrown under the bus as a first ballot. I mean,
niggas are like, he ain't right everything he said.
Right. It's like, shit.
Well,
the thing is,
all I know. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, the thing is, and the reason why I bring up the people who are actually building the real hip-hop Hall of Fame, I don't envy them, because there's a lot of people, and no disrespect, but a lot of people who don't know the nuts and bolts history from the park, okay? So they have no idea why Melly Mel is a first ballot. Now, you got, you know, people like, yo, he didn't write everything. He's not. You know, Melly Mel's in, but he's not. How are we going to hold, you know, then you got interlopers. Oh, Melly Mel gets in. Drake's definitely getting in. He didn't write everything. I mean, you know how crazy this shit gets? You know what I'm saying? People going to go from Melly Mel to Drake about who's getting in, you know, because allegedly, and I don't know this, and, you know, and if it is a fact, you know, but shit, Melly Mel used the same rhymes over multiple records.
Put it like this, B. To me, whether you wrote everything or not, shouldn't seclude you from getting in the Hall of Fame. It should seclude you from being top five, top ten, to me.
Okay. And that's fair. That's fair. I think that, again, and this is the key thing, time and place in history and the penance of hip-hop, and every time the penance of hip-hop was violated, it shrunk, meaning that what made it special to me over the years has shrunk, okay? I'll give you my example for Snoop. One of the penance of hip-hop, and I remember it being huge in the source, when he did his version of Lottie Dottie. I liked it personally, but the penance of an era before me, maybe going back to the park, is like, that is straight out and out biting. But Snoop kicked it over. That penance of hip hop is now gone. Okay, you got people using everybody's lyrics on top of everybody else's lyrics and covering songs. It's over. You know, that's a penance of, and every time that happens, go ahead, my man. You know,
I think that it would behoove anybody who would look at doing the hip hop, who is doing a real life big deal hip hop Hall of Fame, they might want to go the opposite of what the NFL does. You know how the NFL puts in like one or two legacy players,
right?
I think the hip hop Hall of Fame would be better fit to ensure that those legacy MCs, rappers, producers, DJs should get in there. And add in one or two, you know, that were after them. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Like the flip of what the NFL does. That way we are insured.
I agree with that. But the key thing, and I think, go through eras.
Say the beginning era. We're not checking for nobody after the beginning of this shit. They're the only ones getting in right now. And then maybe the year after that, you go to the next thing. But you start with that beginning and work your way up.
The point is, I believe that in hip-hop, especially in hip-hop, the Hall of Fame unlike the Hip Hop Honors, who were trying to shoehorn a bunch of people.
They was fucking scrambling for ratings.
Well, but still, but the problem is that they were trying to shoehorn. Okay, and yo, it should be a long time between 77 and 81.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying,
you're
talking about guys who are, you know, this Hall of Fame thing, you know, who are talking about their favorite guy now, you know. Yo, if that guy's 30, by the time he think his guy is up, he should be 50. You know what I'm saying? This shouldn't be, you know, scrambling for props. And like I said, the first school, and you talk about people that you don't even know. You know, Grandmaster Flowers. You know, DJ Jones. I mean, all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Have these guys find out who the hell this person
DJ
was.
DJ Hollywood. You know, all these guys, 77 to 81. You know, I'm talking about from the park until the release of Rapper's Delight. Yo, that should be the first 5 years of induction.
Well,
I agree.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, you shouldn't be trying to squeeze in so many people, because then, like you said, now you're scrambling. Because now you're starting to squeeze guys in that people start like, what the fuck is he doing going in there?
Right. And look, and like you said, and this is the key thing, legacy. I mean, Snoop is a guy who certainly has the legacy, okay? Deep Cover is one of those records. Just like the cats who heard Eric B for President. It's just one of those records that changed the course. I mean, obviously he's a Hall of Famer, you know? It reminds me of even then, Chuck D tells a very good story about having released Yo Bum Rush the Show, and in the middle of that, how when Eric B and Rakim released You Know I Got Soul, and how everything in hip hop changed. And even then, we're talking about Public Enemy, even then them niggas are like, oh, we may be over, we may be finished. Okay, now they eventually got their shit together and released Rebel Without a Pause, and then the rest is history. But see, those are the things, the minute things when you're doing a Hall of Fame thing that you need to check, okay? So for all the people who is naming and throwing niggas under the bus, I seen 50 get named this morning and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, well, I put him out there just to move on, you know what I'm saying? Because
I got
actually, on the chain, Snoop Dogg got in first ballot. He had double the votes to get in first ballot.
He did.
And he did not go first ballot.
And that's not surprising, you know.
And I want to say,
but on here we wouldn't have got in.
Right, but I'm saying, I don't. Anybody trying to Chris Carter, Snoop? You know what I'm saying?
No, hell no.
He belongs in the Hall of Fame, fact. But just not first ballot to me.
Right, got you.
That's what's up, man. Boy, that's a quagmire. I don't envy those guys. So, you know,
that's a crazy. Yeah, you had to put your hip boots on.
Yes, sir. Waiting
through there, boy.
No doubt. So, next topic on Hip Hop Digest is The Lost. The Lost Tapes 2. That is contemplation album by Nasir Jones. Put it out. I gave it a little bit more than a 30-second smell test. He has some records on there that I like. The Lost Freestyle, it's a good record. War Against Love, it's a good record. The Art of It, the track is bananas. That nigga he got on the hook, I don't know what the fuck is up with that. Queensbridge Politics is a great record. And Beautiful Life is a great record. So I don't know if you guys listened to it. There was a little bit of talk on the text chain about that, how mediocre the record was. Nas is a guy who's a victim of the label system being destroyed. Nas is a guy, I believe, who needs a large professor in there. He needs a guy in there or several guys to steer him in the right direction. I believe Kanye West did not do him a solid on the last album. Just basically seemed like he threw him beats and shit and let him go in. Now, the thing about Nas is too good, okay? A lot of that shit with horrible tracks on there, it was only 5 out of 16 that I thought was that it was good. But a lot of that shit, I'm like, damn, if you put those lyrics over something else that's like true hip-hop, you know, you'd be... I mean, how long has it been? We're going on like 6, 7, maybe even 8 years talking about this. Yeah, I'm hooking up with Preem. I'm doing a whole album with Primo. What the fuck happened to that?
B.
I mean, what the fuck, Nas?
B. Let me tell you. Nas is one of those guys who just is horrible at picking tracks. He really is. He is an excellent rhymer, very good mic skills, but he just has a terrible ear when it comes to picking tracks.
And you know the thing about that? That has been out there for a long time. I mean, that has been out there forever about Nas and his horrible track selection, and it continues on the Lost Tapes too. My God, son.
And I get he had the eclectic shit going on in this album.
He did, yes.
But, son, I'm going to have to keep it 100. I was not fucking with it. I did not like it, B. I did not like it.
So, I honestly haven't heard it because I've seen all the bad talk. If you're getting a bad mouth on the chain, I'm like, do I want to waste my time or do I'll just catch it when I catch it? But that brings... me now, and I'm asking this official right now, does Nas get in first ballot? Because of what you just said, is Nas first ballot?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he is. He is.
Okay, then. Well, there we go. That still doesn't take
from him just being a... Because if you're going to have to do... With Nas, you're going to have to do this. Unlike some people, where they're just horrible rhymers...
There you go.
You're going to have to strip away the beats... And go, okay, if you just take him straight up off the lyrics alone, this nigga gets in.
Right. And see, that's the thing. Even in this Lost Tapes, you listen to this. Not liking the records, but Nas can really rhyme. I mean, this is no effort. And this is where somebody like me, again, God, I got to get out of this Snoop shit, but... That shit he put out on Master P shit, that No Limit shit, yo, that shit wasn't even lyrically good.
That was just some I had to put some shit out because I owe you a favor.
All right, that's fine, but I'm just saying Nas on his worst day, and he's put out some turds music-wise. You know what I'm saying? He's put out some dookie music joints, but lyrically, if you strip that out, that's why Nas is first ballot to me. Again, God, I don't envy those guys who are going to be on that panel because they're going to get the heat if somebody's favorite guy from their part of the country and those folks are region repping don't get in.
But he can nip that in the bud by having the rules and regulations and all that shit transparent so you can see how they did the voting, why they did the voting, and all that shit. So, and if somebody got something to complain about, nigga, wait till your error comes up.
And then, right, and then, you know, can you imagine the day Master P gets in? Because there's people on that panel that's going to say Master P belongs in the hip-hop. Chuck D Chuck D is a politician. And there are going to be purists that are gonna walk away and saying, I'm done with y'all niggas.
Wait a minute, when are you saying? Are you saying Master P early or Master P later down the line?
I'm saying Master P the day he gets up in his introduction into the Hip Hop Hall of Fame and he's giving the speech, and you're gonna have the purists out there saying, nigga, you done more shit to fuck this shit up than anybody. Or at least you're one of the few people. This is the reality. There's going to be a long line of cats like that who are going to get in. So fuck this first ballot shit. Let's advance the argument.
Let's just say people that's going into the Hall of Fame.
People going into the Hall of Fame. okay?
Master P
is one of them who's going in. Another guy to me who don't belong, but he will make it is Coons.
Coons?
Bullshit. Coons is gonna be in the Hall. Hey,
you better definitely. And I'm not fucking kidding, nigga. I'm sitting here. I will write a letter my goddamn self. I will let Buchanan and them niggas know. The fuck out of here with that. You better definitely straighten me out on this. You better tell me he's getting in based off of his legacy of what he's done for hip hop. Not getting in based off the fucking rhymes and the albums that he put out.
Now, look, this is a key thing. Now, I don't believe they're going to put guys in as artists. Now, you're right. There's no way they can put Coons in as an artist. They'll put Coons in as an executive or, you know, like an NFL owner or some shit like that.
Okay, or a
contributor.
Okay, now you're getting the mogul.
You know what the mogul going to say on his induction speech?
What's that?
And to them niggas, them broke niggas that was talking shit, take that.
I mean, of course.
Yeah, he could say that, but he better not get in there off of rhymes. He better not.
That would be
albums,
blasphemy. You know?
That can't happen.
Right.
I will accept insane. Him getting in as the mogul. He can get in as the mogul, no problem. Yeah. I will accept that.
So,
he probably will at some point, but that better be late in the game. I don't care.
And, you know, I'm about to drop the flex bomb right now. You know who gets in?
Who's that?
Hammer.
Wow. Well, you bugging right now, son. Wow.
Hammer gets in, my nigga.
Wow. I tell you what, man. If he gets in,
niggas is gonna be pissed.
Yo, if he gets in, I'm like Eagry with the source. I'm out.
I'm out. I'm gonna be like whoever it was that was trying to hold T.O. out of there. I'm gonna be worse than them on Hammer. Believe it.
I'm out. I'm gonna tell you because you're right. There's some people, and again, I think Master P did a lot of negativity as far as destroying the penance of what hip hop was. I mean, I don't think he did. The amount of horrible MCs that he, you know, pushed out there and that people got to consider and go through and all that region repping is horrible. But I can accept guys. You're right. I can even accept Master P as a guy, no limit, as a label owner. I can even accept Coons, again, as a label owner, you know, an influencer or whatever. But I can't. I will not do the Hammer. I will not do the Vanillas. You know, I'm sorry.
Vanilla,
I will not do. I'm just saying. And
Vanilla don't even have the discography to even try to get.
Well, but it doesn't matter. I just will not do the absolute mockery and horribleness of guys. You know, who just a total exploitation. And I don't care who it is. And fuck that region repping. French Montana, that nigga, that fuck him too.
Come on, B.
Now you're
the
reaching.
Get out of here, you
nigga.
Bugging,
you got a whole lot of fucking turtle cleaners that could get in before he gets.
I better
in.
Be dead 2,000 years before.
I'm just saying, but no, but the point I'm saying is that you got people. I can hear people from the West Coast now. Oh, they're a fucking King Killer. I know he's a fucking New York snob. You know, fuck that. You know, gonna want to run
Hammer, West Coast legend. That nigga,
right? Exactly. Gonna want to rep Hammer on some West Coast legend shit.
Hip hop was Hammer. Hip hop, yes or no? I know we had this discussion. No doubt. He got in,
right?
But he talking commercial was his thick lane, yo.
But again, he
could get in as an influencer.
He can get in
for what he's done.
To be clear, yo.
How he's changed the game from back then and made hip hop so fucking commercial. He did that.
Was him and Vanilla Ice at the same time? Who actually came first? Was it Hammer?
Hammer came first.
Hammer was out way before Vanilla.
Yeah. Hammer came first, but Vanilla rode on that whole wave of just
dancing's hard and shit.
That dancing shit, just that whole wave of horribleness. You know, balloon pants and shit. You know, I mean, fuck.
It was jacking hip hop early, yo. That's what that was the fuck going on, because that was not. Well, again, to my definition of hip hop, but again, those dudes that you don't envy, they better have their bylaws and all that shit, whatever the rules and regs.
Look, the great rest in peace to Fife Dawg when he said Vanilla Ice Platinum, that shit's ridiculous. So, okay. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This is courtesy of Fader.com. Fader.com is, it's what I talked about last week that I didn't have the list. They're not known as the most hip hop centric. You know, they're just sort of what's going on today. But they have a new, their new top 10 best rap songs out right now. I'll run through the list quickly. At number 10, somebody, Lil Durk featuring King Von, like that.
Lil Durk, Chicago.
Okay, it's nothing but trap. It doesn't matter. At number 9, Babyface Ray. He has a record out called Ashanti. Again, same thing. Niggas sound like he's mumbling. At number 8. Now, I'll stop and talk about the things that I thought was interesting. A gentleman by the name of Mavi, but it's spelled M-A-V-I. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's always a struggle for me when I'm doing some real reading. He has a record called Sankofa, and it's / Warning. It's like two records in one. This is actually a hybrid of New York, because he has a loop with no beat, and trap blend. I mean, he looks like a trapper. He's even sort of kind of rhyming like a trap guy, but he's kind of, I got some lyrics though. He's kind of, it's like a blend and shit. I don't know, some kind of Starbucks blend and shit.
A hybrid.
Yeah, it's like a hybrid. You know what I'm saying? It's like a New York because the beat is a loop with no beat. But
You said the nigga looked like a trapper, B.
Yeah, he looked like, yeah.
Picture a nigga in the fucking forest with a gun and some skinny jeans on.
Right, yeah.
And a beaver hat.
Right. Right, so, I mean, you know, he at least presents himself as a young trap guy. So it's very interesting. So let me go on. At number 7, 03 Guido and Travis Barker, Sellout. That shit is garbage. At number 6, Black Cray and somebody by the name of YSBOG, Young Lean, and somebody else, Bland D, but the name of the cut is called Famous, and all them niggas sound like they on drugs, look like they on drugs.
This is your brain on drugs?
Yeah, this is Fader top 10.
Sound like a profiling ass police officer, nigga.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not crazy. Just that. Yeah, you sound like an old hating ass dinosaur.
Yeah,
nigga.
I do. Yeah, no doubt. T-Rex, nigga.
Short arms and everything.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. At number 5, Fat Dave, What the Fuck. All right, Fat Dave, what's up?
What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? Right. At number 4, Dreamville featuring J. Cole and Young Nudy, Sunset. You know what, man? J. Cole is using up a lot of fucking goodwill here lately. Damn it, B. My tank is almost empty out this bitch with goodwill.
Been trying, man.
That's that Dreamville project. He's just putting his people's
B, on. That shit, he's using up a lot of goodwill.
And yo, my King Killer about to take it back to Aliens. Game over, man.
He's using up a lot of oxygen in my tank, B, trying to get his nigga some goodwill, yo.
He ain't worried about you.
I know he ain't.
How high up on the list is he?
He's at number 4.
There you go.
Right.
It ain't about you, nigga.
I know it. I know I don't matter. All right, as I continue on, at number 3, somebody by the name of TJX6, and the name of this record is called Swipe Story 3. This is a very interesting record. I actually listened to the whole record.
Wow,
this
not
nigga,
the whole record.
Yeah, Swipe Story 3. This nigga has a whole record on retail theft and credit card, you know, niggas who make fake credit cards and swiping them. He's swiping phony credit cards at gas stations. They show his man in there clicking the buttons and hitting the lever and making, you know, and credit card readers, and it's a whole shit. These niggas taking you through the whole shit, rolling up in stores and gas stations and ATMs.
They got you, B. They got you. They made you get interested in watching that shit.
They did, but
you
like,
listen to the whole shit because like, you want to watch the video.
But like Igri said, if this nigga at some point in time gets jammed up, as a matter of fact, I may have to go ahead and redo this record again and then get the lyrics and we'll do a proper counting the amount. This is the real crime on this joint right here. Swipe story 3.
Baking soda. I got baking soda.
And no doubt, no doubt. At number 2, young baby Tate. This is the female, the lone female called the Megatron Challenge. I don't know if the young ladies have heard of young baby Tate, but she's high on the list at number 2. The only female, you know, over that generic, not reggaeton, but that generic Drake type reggae type beat. You know, what is that shit?
Pop.
Okay. It's a type beat, but I don't want to say reggaeton. It's sort of like a cross section between reggaeton and that Drake type reggae type beat.
Pop.
Call it what it is.
B, don't even try to shoehorn it in there. Nothing else, B. It's pop.
Nice
don't
try.
Don't disrespect reggaeton.
No.
Caribbean not, music on any type of level, nigga.
I'm not trying to disrespect. I was really trying to give an accurate description of it. It is a bastardization of all of those things. You know, the generic type beat. But anyway, she's on it. It's just whack. And at number 1 is young Manny.
Damn it.
Mask down. This nigga is filling the Keith Chief void, as far as I'm concerned. While your boy is doing a lot of time, this young Manny nigga is filling the void of Keith Chief. What's the matter, Swerve? You look disgusting.
He said, damn it!
Yeah, what? Because I'm listening to you go through the list, and I'm like, God damn, is there a paradigm change that I didn't notice? Because I didn't hear you say any youngs or littles. And then you get to the motherfucking number 1 guy, and he's a young something. Did I miss some other ones?
Yeah, young baby Tate, number 2.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't even think about that. My
and
bad.
Then you missed number... See, B, you wasn't paying attention, and I understand
two?
Why.
Number 2?
At number 2, young baby Tate. And at number 4, young Nudie.
Well,
that was J. Cole featuring. Oh, okay, you know, yeah.
I that young Nudie got on because of J. Cole, I'm supposing.
But also...
I thought it was the change.
At number 6, you missed young Lean.
Okay, so there's a young.
There's a lot of young still in there,
and
B.
And a little. There's a little. Okay. All right. Well, at least the fucking whole thing is not young little.
B, I don't know, B. There's a lot of littles on that list, too.
Really?
You missed them, son.
Maybe, yeah. I'm not even.
The coffee didn't kick in yet, B.
Yeah, all I had was coffee, so maybe I'm zoning or something. Maybe I didn't want to hear it.
No doubt.
That's what it was, B. Selective hearing.
Right, no doubt.
Headphones, are you on? Turn my headphones up.
So anyway, it's a top 10 from Fader, yo. It was absolutely, other than the swipe story, there a lot of that shit. And that number, nigga at 8, who was a New York trap blend, a hybrid, as Kurt G said. That shit was horrid.
Fader is not your friend, B.
It is not.
Are you worried about that?
No, I'm not, but I just wanted to bring that out there. Let's get into, I'm going to say rest in peace out to Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker, who unfortunately passed away this past week.
He was killed.
He was hit by a car. I mean, I wasn't going to go into details like that for this show. Certainly, you know, people know him. He currently actually, I didn't know he was from Norfolk. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Tide Border.
He was down there at that time when he was big.
Oh, really?
He was the man.
Yes, he was. He actually currently, he still holds the longest unified lightweight championship reign in boxing history at 6 title defenses, and generally was regarded as one of the greatest defensive boxers of all time. Ring Magazine ranked him on their list of 100 greatest fighters in the last 80 years. He came in at 10th on that list. That's pretty fucking high. You know what I mean? So we definitely want to say rest in peace to him. Yo, that was a tragedy, no doubt about it.
For sure.
And also, we got one more, unfortunately. I hate shit like this. MTV personality and producer Todd One, the rapper, executive producer, and TV host, was one of the few people that was in and out of the MTV and BET, you know. Unfortunately, Todd One, whose real name was Todd Mohammed, died Wednesday of a pulmonary embolism at the young age of 49. I remember him in and out of MTV being on air with Dr. Dre and Ed Lover. Mm-hmm. Always real talk, I mean, it's just personal, always like, damn, he needs a new name. I mean, because I'm Philly. Philly.
Todd One.
That's- right, DJ Todd One from Philly, not to be confused, but I'm just buying a lot of Todd One records. Can I get a request?
What's that?
Todd One, give him something radical at the end.
You got it.
My man. So, but I'm going to say, again, rest in peace to him. You know, this is just a tragedy, yo. Just died way too young. So I'm going to say rest in paradise to those two kings, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
No pause this week, B?
B, I'm just saying.
Diff already thought it out loud when
you said that. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. The true topic is called ASAP Trump.
Oh, boy.
You really set us up.
Yeah. No doubt. I control too, nigga. President Donald Trump said Friday that he is advocated for ASAP Rocky's release. He talked to the Swedish foreign minister, Stefan Löfven, and saying that he personally vouched for the New York rapper after getting a call from the Kardashian Corporation and its chief employee, Kanye West. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a banana. I don't know who's playing the role of the tailpipe, but Trump is the banana. How many African Americans gonna fall for that, Lil Malcolm?
Hopefully none.
Your boy is up there, and I heard him on the radio this morning constantly. He dropped about 5 African Americans really support ASAP Rocky. African Americans, well, I mean all Americans, but specifically African Americans. I got a call from my African American pal, Kanye West. Yo, this nigga dropped like African Americans like F-bombs, my nigga. Kurt G, how many African Americans are young bulls? They not as seasoned as us. They haven't seen as much as we did. Are young bulls gonna get gaffled by this? Because they letting one, because Trump seems to be intervening on one of their heroes.
Well, I don't think they're going to get gaffled by it because it's just Trump being Trump. But I have to say this, and this is not, it must be good being Mr. West right now. That nigga right
Kardashian
now.
Kardashian Corporation's chief number one employee.
That nigga right now could probably get away with damn near everything but murder and get off because he's got the president on speed dial. Mm. So it must be good being Mr. West that you can just call up the president and say, hey, my buddy, he's out there in jail. See if you can get him out.
Mm.
So the reason why I said I hope nobody falls for it is because apparently Mr. Trump, President Trump, didn't look at the whole text of the situation, because there are black folks out here like your boy who made it very clear last week my feelings on that ASAP Rocky situation. If Mr. Trump, President Trump, wanted to do something big, he would have, instead of calling Mr. West of the Kardashian Corporation, he'd have been calling Mr. Kaepernick, not a son of a bitch, but calling him something that might have been beneficial to his next candidacy or whatever, because this shit to me is just, it's more comedy. It's ridiculous. It's insane. It's definitely a shot in the dark that he's just trying, as you said, keep saying African American, keep saying. And just a couple days before that, he's yelling, send her back. So what the fuck? who would fall for something like that, B?
Well, B, there's a lot of what they call uneducated, or no, not uneducated. Let me take that back. There are a lot of what they call non-college educated whites who are certainly falling for it, but not that many. I actually looked up the number for you, Kurt G.
Uh-oh.
We were having a political moment after the show, not last week, or I think it was the week before.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Trump won the election by about 77,000 votes.
Which is ridiculous.
Okay.
He lost the popular vote
by 3.5 million votes. But just wanted to put that out there. I did look up the number for you, 77,000 votes. And I do have a quick political moment here about a scenario at which Trump could win. Okay, they said Trump and the Democrats' nightmare scenario. Trump could lose the popular vote by more than 5 million votes and still win. Okay?
That's
the only thing he has to do. Okay? And the Democrats can win Michigan and Pennsylvania. Okay? Okay? And get back two of the joints that Trump stole. Okay? Only thing he has to do is win Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Maine's second congressional district is one of the whitest and least educated college districts in the country. That's all Trump got to do to win it. Okay, so we're talking about falling for something. We're talking about cats, the banana. Who's the banana? Who's the tailpipe? Okay. But it's still, if he wins, I don't care fuck any of that rhetoric. It's our fault.
But your question is, also, there's a Magnum P.I. flying by again. But what I'm asking is, like, don't you think that some of his send her back people would be mad that he's trying to get Mr. Rocky or whatever out?
No, because that just goes into the warped sense of the fact that they want to say he's not racist. And so what do you do to say that you're not racist?
African-American friends.
Right. Some of my best friends are African-Americans.
The worst thing you could say as a white person is I have African-American friends.
Look at my African-American over there.
Look at him.
Look at him. So
he did say that.
So A$AP Rocky is just absolutely this whole thing's going to be replayed in my mind for a little while to see the, you know, why wouldn't they? Why it's safe for Trump to do that? A$AP Rocky's on record dissing niggas. A$AP Rocky's safe. A$AP Rocky's on record for dissing niggas in the movement out of Ferguson. Black Lives Matter. Like. Yeah.
So he fits right in.
And then on top of that, being vouched by the Kardashian Corporation is already got niggas on the payroll who are already vetted, okay, for this type of thing.
And the Kardashian Corporation has love on both sides of the fence.
Well, which I still don't understand that, but I'm just saying. So,
you know what this does for me?
My man.
It just gives me another reason to call Jay-Z a leader. Sean Carter for president, my nigga. He stayed his ass out of that A$AP Rocky shit as far as I could see.
Hey, let me tell you something. And more importantly, when your man, Mr. West, was running around geeking, Jay-Z, call me, and wanting to be palling around with him and wifey, they stayed away from them motherfuckers. So, you know what I mean? We ain't going to TMZ it too much, but I'm saying...
Dirt off the shoulder.
Niggas. Nigga, I'm smarter than them niggas.
Don't send your shooters for me, man. Call me.
Alright, no doubt. That's what's up, yo. Shit. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your man T.I. starting his own podcast. Joe Budden gave a shout out to T.I., said they had met somewhere and were talking about it, and T.I. is like, you know, I'm trying to get my own podcast up. Joe Budden goes in and says, who cares if all these other niggas got podcasts? I'm just paraphrasing there, because everybody don't need a podcast. But there are a few people, if they start a podcast, it's going to be very good, and T.I. is one of them. Kurt G., what type of perspective is T.I. going to bring to the game? Or me being cynical, the podcast is going to be used by T.I. just to defend his personal shit.
Well, then if that's the case, then he's going to be doing what most of these people do anyway. They out here, it's just a political soapbox for them. They get their message out there in any way they want to put it out there, and that's all they're doing. But for T.I., he's probably going to be on that shit that Mr. Green over there doesn't like on his preacher voice.
What?
Talking very slow. Hit it for him, Mr. Irv.
Uh-oh.
Oh, your mic went out.
We got mic issues.
We got mic issues.
So.
Oh, shit. Technical difficulty.
There we go.
You're back.
I turned it off. I turned my mic off because Magnum P.I. out here flying around.
Yeah, I was telling you to hit that for him.
Yeah, well, while we pontificate about the possibilities of paroling
damn,
several responsible individuals.
Wow. Damn. T.I. gonna be on that shit?
I'm thinking that he'll be on that. Plus, he'll be on the self-promotion and all of that shit. So I don't see him doing anything different than anybody else. Because he's going to have his friends up there, his celebrity friends, and getting his show popped off.
Mm. Man, I tell you, man, there's a lot of guys. The podcast game is pretty thick.
It's flooded, B.
But guys is in and out of the podcast game. You go to certain guys at a podcast. I ain't naming no names, and none of these niggas need any more pub. But they did a podcast fucking a year and a half ago. You know what I mean? And I forgot about that shit. You're only going to podcast when it suits them, you know? So.
But see, the guys like this who got so many fucking irons in the fire, it's like it's just another thing for them to do. So people on the payroll, keeping your podcast up and running, keeping your shit going, and then you got to do shows and you got to do your own fucking TV show. You know what I'm saying? And then you're trying to record shit on the side. Nigga, it's too much shit going on. I don't even know how he's going to keep the podcast going. You got to give something up.
Mm. Well, he ain't going to give no money up, so the podcast going to be the first casualty. So,
especially if you're footing all the money. Now, if he's got some sponsors on here, which I'm quite sure he will, then he's going to be all right.
We'll see about that. So,
what you won't do, do for love.
Wow, that was good, yo.
It's been a while since I pulled one of them out.
All right, no doubt. So anyway, this is my time. Once again, I want to shout out the Hip Hop Digest text chain. If you want the inside baseball, you want all the behind-the-scenes talk, and increasingly more influential on a week-to-week show is the Hip Hop Digest text chain. You want to be involved in that, hit my man E. Swerve in the moderator, and you'll be in.
Matter of fact, as we're recording now, I'm throwing bombs in there that we're talking about, and the discussions are heating up already.
Okay, there we go. That's what's up. So when you enter the Hip Hop Digest text chain, there's a couple of things you have to do, as well as introducing yourself to the text chain. Name your personal, and I do mean personal, top three MCs, as well as the first hip hop record or whatever that you bought with your own money.
That is the entrance fee.
That is the entrance
fee. That gets you
in. Yes, so you got to do that. So, no doubt about it. So, are we ready for the world famous?
Yes, sir.
Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Heaven Raiser, Occam's Razor. That's Heaven Raiser, Occam's Razor. Then we got Yo Old Drew, Transportation. That's Your Old Drew, Transportation.
That's my man right there. Hey, B,
I'm playing.
I'm sorry.
That's my man. Hold on a second. An instrumental joint is SK Recollection. That's SK Recollection. Now you could go in on Your Old Drew.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's just my man. I mean, I'm not going to get into the Drew convo again like I did prior.
See, if Nas picked beats like Drew, he'd be all right.
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. Again, like I said, Nas can't do, all Drew got to do is make the music. Nas has a lot more things he's got to do as far as doing the music, you know.
He's got to get a publicist and other people involved, huh?
Well, not even so much that. I'm just saying, let's say, for instance, quick Drew Nas combo. Say he wanted to do that Primo shit. All beats done by Primo. That has been done to spectacular results, as Royce da 5'9". Okay? It's spectacular results. Okay?
And Nas has to do very little work.
And right!
All he has to do is come in and rhyme, because I'm quite sure Primo's going to mix it.
get it mastered, get everything set up, and all he has to do is just come in and rhyme.
But I'm just saying, but the commercial aspects of Nas's current situation will not allow him to do it. You have Fader Magazine.
Why would Nas be worrying about Fader Magazine?
Nas is sounding like an old washed up 91 boom bap.
Well, this last shit, did you see his last shit inside of Fader Magazine? Is it lost? Is it in the lost and found?
I'm just saying, as an example, you have Fader or those types of bloggers just gunning him. You know what I'm saying? They don't necessarily like this Lost Tapes neither, but they're not offended by it. See, every time you cross that threshold of real, see, he on this Lost Tapes too, he got enough fucking garbage niggas on hooks to last him the rest of his career. Okay? That's not offensive to the modern day rap blogger snob, okay, who loves O3 Guido and a lot of Lils and Youngs. Okay, you bring Preem in. Okay, these same cats, you know, scared to diss Royce because they know they gotta respect them and shit, and want to give a nod to Preem as an OG. But man, Drew can do that very easily with no sweat off the brow. Nas, he can't do that.
He can,
or he won't do it.
There you go.
Okay, that's what's
up. Before we get out of here, yes. I would be remiss. Word to King Killer. If I didn't talk about that MC Hammer show I went to.
Well, all right, here we go. Hammer mentioned a couple of times on this show.
Yes, sir.
So,
which is why I'm going to go ahead and mention it.
MC Hammer show recap. So who was on the bill and who did you see?
Yo, there was a whole lot of Tone Low, Young MC, Kid and Play, Posse on Broadway, Sir Mix-a-Lot. And then, of course, Hammer. And I ain't gonna lie, it was way the fuck out in Anaheim. I live far from Anaheim, and this shit was hidden, so I got there mad late. But I did get there to hear L.A. face with the Oakland booty, or whatever the fuck. Right? I didn't hear Posse on Broadway, which I would have loved, but I heard Baby Got Back from your boy.
Okay.
Then he went off, and it was a little wow, and a dude came up on the stage, was like, y'all ready for MC Hammer? Crowd went crazy, which was probably 75-25, white to black.
Okay.
The DJ was rocking all that era without them. Like, you know, he was playing Rob Bass. He was playing a lot of music like that, club music from that time that we probably would have liked, because I liked some of it I was hearing. I was like, damn, they're playing that? And people were getting it. So when the dude says, y'all ready for MC Hammer? They start playing this Hammer record that I'd never heard before. And I'm like, wow, okay. And then I'm like, okay, where's Hammer? The whole fucking song played and no Hammer was on the stage.
Wow.
And then it went quiet. And I swear on everything I have witnesses, the crowd started to boo, yo.
Wow.
The crowd started to boo, and all suddenly, Hammer appeared. And about 15, 20 dancers, and they were doing what they kind of was doing. But I have to say, yo, I probably could have missed that shit. I probably needed to see, even, you know, I had no love for Hammer. Outside of respect for what he was doing and getting his, I wasn't a listener to none of his shit, right? But in that time, he was putting on gigantic shows and just, you know, worldwide, gold toilet seats and shit. But the Hammer that I saw, yo,
he was small. Yo,
he was everything that I felt back then. I know Hammer's a little older. He went off of the stage. Him and all dancers left the stage after every fucking song. They were like, I ain't gonna lie, I probably hung around for 5 or 6 songs. Every fucking song, they went off the stage and then they came back and did another song. When he did my one song that I like, they put me in a mix. And I like that song because of the Parliament music in there.
Okay.
But when they did that song, the sound was so fucked up. And his microphone was so fucked up, I literally was ready to leave.
Wow.
On the spot. Because I was like, I don't need to hear shit else. they fucked up my one Hammer song. I don't need to hear nothing else. Wow. The whole way through the show, he's yelling, turn my mic up, turn the music up. I'm like, this is crazy. So as we're leaving, they, of course, start playing his Can't Touch This, but it was way too late. I was in the whip with the window down hearing it by then, yo. So my overall was, I probably should have known that it was going to be like that, but I figured because he was so major mega in his heyday that, you know, there would be a certain level of performance that I would still be able to, as King Killer would say, extract from whatever I was going to see. And I couldn't. It made me mad that I was there, yo. It was crazy.
Remember when Super Rhymes fell off?
Yeah. You know, and Hammer wasn't doing all the Hammer dances. Like I said, age might be a factor.
Okay, yeah. I can even forgive all of that. Wow. Yeah, he's certainly not going to be able to get out there like that. But I'm just saying, B.
So
okay.
You saying Hammer was at the top doing his thing. And then all of a sudden, somebody jumped off the other end of the seesaw. And that nigga just dropped to nothing now.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but he got a payday out of Anaheim, California, because motherfuckers was up in there for real. But it was not a good show.
And Hammer, and trust me, Hammer probably tours pretty regular and probably makes pretty good money doing it. So, I mean, you know, he's not broke, but certainly for me, it's an attitude thing. From what Hammer's attitude was, again, dissing guys, saying guys are too small to be on my level of arena tour type talk. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, I hope Hammer money's up, and I hope it's up big. You know what I mean? I'm not player hating him like that, you know, but from what comes out one's mouth, you know.
That karma.
Well, credit karma, nigga.
That's a good thing, actually. Any of y'all might want to look at that. Credit Karma, we want to check too, but y'all might want to look at Credit Karma. I'm gonna sit here to tell you.
Wait a minute. Do we have to check E Color?
Yeah,
we some paper? Right.
Yeah, they ain't mentioned that way too many there? Times and shit. So that's what's
hey,
good.
Credit Karma worked for me.
Oh shit. I'm about to turn this nigga's mic off.
Yeah.
We ain't getting no checks.
Okay, I'm out.
Neither did I.
Oh, before we get out, so I whether if you want to play this during the show or not, it was up to you. I probably will be out, period, next week. I'm thinking about, matter of fact, I am out because I'm going to the Newark, New Jersey House Music Festival next Saturday.
All
right. And I'll be leaving.
Next week.
Huh?
Sound like a music show to me, my nigga.
Yeah, because I will be at your boy up at your boy JC going to Newark Friday night and going to attend the festival Saturday house music. So I've been to Chicago, going to Newark. All I got to do is just go up the highway real quick at Baltimore. The three biggest African American styled festivals.
Oh, you ain't trying to hit the Miami joint, huh?
Miami's not necessarily African American. Huh?
I try to tell you, you need to bring your ass out here to Solnick.
Okay. All right.
You absolutely be a happy man. I'm trying to tell you, with that music they playing, the legit, real Chicago shit out here in L.A.
Okay. That's real. No doubt. I'll take that under advisement.
No doubt.
Peace.
Peace.
One.
Dance with you, I'll be playing jam or two. Anything this man would do to get you back in my life, I ain't been acting right. I keep crying every day. It's hella pain since you went away through heaven's gates. I'm lost and confused, keep drinking all this booze and it's making it worse. But every day it hurts, yeah. I hope I get to make you proud while you lay it in them clouds. I know you probably feel a pain, but since the day you died, ain't nothing been the same. Like the color turned gray, like the color turned gray.
Turn gray.
We morning from morning to night. I hope there's a heaven where we all see light. A place we can love, no pain in our sight. No beef, no struggle, it'll all be alright. We morning from morning to night. I hope there's a heaven where we all see light. A place we can love, no pain in our sight. No beef, no struggle, it'll all be alright. I think about your laugh and it make me smile. I think of how you died and I start to cry. I think about the life you never got to live, never got to be a kid. I've always wondered what you would have been, taken so young, what's the reason? So much pain on the day you stopped breathing. I never pictured you gone, it feels wrong. Everybody trying to stay strong and hold on. It's like, all I got left of you is the pain. So the cry in your memory helps me feel sane. I can't block it out. Now I love you too much, I can't block it out. Cause then it feels fucked up, yeah. We mourning from morning to night. I hope there's a heaven where we all see light. A place we can love, no pain in our sight. No beef, no struggle, it'll all be alright, yeah. We mourning from morning to night. I hope there's a heaven where we all see light. A place we can love, no pain in our sight. No beef, no struggle, it'll all be alright, yeah. We mourning from morning to night, yeah. We mourning from morning to night. I hope there's a heaven where we all see light. A place we can love, no pain in our sight. No beef, no struggle, it'll all be alright.
It'll all be alright.
It'll all be alright. It'll all be alright.
Yeah. Ah, man. Dessert. It's the please don't be mistaken and now. Young niggas, we created the sound. Y'all niggas recreated the sound. I'm tired of watching niggas faking it now. When I drop this time, I ain't taking shit down. I'm done waiting, yeah, my pace went down. This rap game trying to play with me now. I'm too cocky, I can't walk with a frown. 60 souls, we just running around. With Magnesium on tour in your town.
Long live Mac Miller.
Once fresh veggies, two touchdown. Me and Rocky finna shut shit down. My brother first shot town. Like Neptunes, they are clones. I ain't nothing like what y'all own. I'm like a spokesman for the unknown. I'm like a coach for a real rap song. I'm getting close, it's that 1 yard zone. On my own wave I go, I can't lose faith no more. The devil wanna take my soul. The scars in them lines I wrote. My swag, yeah, can't be sold. I just had to find my goal. I've been dreaming since like 8 years old. I always knew that I can make shit grow. And we can take shit there. Real shit is on the rise. I can feel it in the air. But it feel like a mirage. Yeah, cause it ain't really there. Like they getting a massage. All them people in the chair. Like they don't listen. Or maybe they don't know my story. Or they don't get it. Why they sleeping on the boy like he don't spit it? It's like your flow the stock joint and my flow kidding. I'm like the one you really want cause it's so different. I ain't fucking with nobody that don't see my vision. I'm God's son, how you gon' question my religion? She doubted me at first and think that I can stay committed. Just keep it playin', don't you ever try to play me, nigga. I was getting to that bag while you babysitting. I fell in love, but I just got too complacent with her. This rap shit the only thing that ever made me figures. They tried to put me in a box, but now I'm coming with it. I had to show the world that I ain't just another nigga. I'm about to invest in some stocks and see I'm coming different. On my own wave I go, I can't lose faith no more. The devil wanna take my soul. The scars in them lines I wrote. My swag, yeah, can't be sold. I just had to find my goal. I've been dreaming since like 8 years old. I always knew that I can make shit grow. And we can take shit there. Real shit is on the rise. I can feel it in the air. But it feel like a mirage. Yeah, cause it ain't really there. I make hits recording at the trap spot. Now I got shit lit like a matchbox. Yeah, this that dope shit, I spit that crack rock. Been winning so long that I'm past hot. Don't ever let them niggas know your plans cause they gon' down it. At 18, 200 bands, don't need no more allowance. I hit it out the park once you put me on the mound. Mike and Keys on the beat so you know it's going down. So you know it's going down. Yeah, you know it's going down. Yeah, you know it's going down. On my own wave I go, I can't lose faith no more. The devil wanna take my soul. The scars in them lines I wrote. My swag, yeah, can't be sold. I just had to find my goal. I've been dreaming since like 8 years old. I always knew that I can make shit grow. And we can take shit there. Real shit is on the rise, I can feel it in the air. But it feel like a mirage, yeah, cause it ain't really there.
warm up. You know when you warm up on this shit. Cool, cool, school. Let's do it. Yo, yo, hey, yo. This is Super Facts. Give Ag the Super Max. I'm real fly like niggas trying to bring supers back. 100 racks up in hundreds, yo, that's a super stack. My niggas still boop, boop, boop like Super Cat. I know street codes, the squads go beast mode. A lot of you cats is shook when I return to the East Coast. Waking up for breakfast, I let them eat the toast. What's for dinner? Cook the beef like it's meatloaf. I swore never to fold, that's when I took the oath. Look deep inside of your soul, you need to take a stroll. Yo, I'm like Harpo with his heart froze. You James and John Doe's with meaningless combos. About the God, no, I'm coming with hard dope. You out of hope, your lifeline done ran out of rope. I ask, don't be the target, that's under the scope. Just be a real smart nigga, don't fuck with a goat. Boom, you let's know go. Ag need the Super Max, Super Charged, Super Large, Super Crack. Yeah, you know Ag need the Super Max, Super Bread, Super Money, Super Stacks. You know Ag need the Super Max, Super Charged, Super Hard, Super Facts. You know Ag need the Super Max. Super dope, yo. Super heat, yo. Super crack. Hey, here I go, slaughtering over instrumentals. Niggas sentimental, cause they ain't got the right credentials. The spot residential, the watch presidential. Meet the connect with the bag and tell them I sent you. And they forget you when your career to them was nothing special. It'll piss you off when the love is artificial. Jewelry, money, and cars, that shit is superficial. Look in your circle and you see who's really out to get you. Some cats wanna hang out, some wanna bang out. To think it's all fun until someone blow your brains out. The whole game is foul, niggas ran out of style. Instead, they let these wrong type cats run around. Don't take this personal, we just can't fuck around. I built the boat to stay afloat, not to fucking drown. What up, smoke a blunt, see the foxes and ducks around. Act up, strapped up, niggas are safe and sound. Boom! You know Ag need the Super Max, Super Charged, Super Large, Super Crack. Yeah, you know Ag need the Super Max, Super Bread, Super Money, Super Stacks. You know Ag need the Super Max, Super Charged, Super Hard, Super Facts. You know Ag need the Super Max, Super Dope, Super Heat, Super Crack. What?
Toast. The flow burns a hole through your soul like a zithero. DNA knowledge born over. You know what I told us is a grievous thing. Worldwide genocide, it was plain to see. Got Hussein on my brain from Bahrain to Yemen. No claim to fame, the same but towards Mecca. Praying for the better, me and my alliance. Answer the enemy with Zachariah's silence. Give him my writings, 4610, the day of vengeance. Pay attention to the gems, not the torn on my skin. I'm about to go in, this world of daddy grace and pop for grown men.
We pray for another day and pray to see the sun up. You see it another day and pray for a come up. We drop two bells, make you wanna run up. Hold on, this is time to blow on, don't put the gun up. Refuse to dumb it down to what seems you wanna dumb up. We claim the victory king and got one up. Whole game on freeze, we had it numb up. Black Medea, best of the two, that's the sum up.
Give these boys one shot for the road.
Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something radical.
You want a radical rebel? Turn up the music, pump it to the level. Bring up the vocals so you can hear in a speech like Malcolm X. Then I'm out of here. Listen to the message and then to the music. I fly so fresh, just like the music. Silence then the watch is out without a doubt. Just one shot, it's how we turn it out.
Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something radical.
Pause for a second, a moment, a minute. And see, bring the beat back, now in it. You know what time it is, so start clocking them. And when I'm on the microphone, I'm rocking them. And now we got them where we want them. We're gonna stun them. We're gonna rip and we'll run them. Back to back, with another attack. And just one shot, cause we got it like that.
Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something radical.
Bolton, wait a minute, let's do this right. And if you ain't dancing, then we're gonna fight. Yeah, I thought so, you're in the flow. We're making dough, it's just one shot, that's how it goes.
Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something radical.
Are you ready?
Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something.
I got the fever for the flavor, for the fresh rhyme I gave ya, or the fast rhyme I saved ya. Like a trophy I engraved ya, but you tried to rip and I already raised ya. From a punk to a sucker, I'm a king, you're a low life, dirty motherfucker. But I already knew this, and just one shot, hook, that's how we do this.
Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something radical.
But I already knew this. And just one shot, time one, time to do this.
Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something radical. Give us something radical.
But you already knew this. Time one, this is how we do this.
Give us something radical. 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 Give us something radical.
Yo, MC, right about now, bring it back and let the beat run. You ready?
Give us something radical. 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 Give us something radical.
Oh shit, another young brother hit. I better go over my man's crib and get the pump. Cause to the cops shooting brothers, it's like playing baseball. And they're never in a slump. I guess when they shoot up a crew, it's a grand slam. And when it's one, it's a home run. But I'ma be ready with a wild pitch. My finger got a bad twitch, plus I wanna switch sides and step up to the batter's box. Fuck red and white, I got on black socks. but let him shoot a person from the White Sox. What's the call? Foul ball. Babe Ruth would've made a good cop, but he didn't. Instead, he was a bigot. Dig it. My life is valuable and I protect it like a gem. Instead of cops getting me, I'm going out getting them. And let him cough up blood like phlegm. It's grim, but dead is my antonym. And legally, they can't take a fall. Yo, check it out, it's just a friendly game of baseball.
Don't shoot a black man to death. Don't shoot a black man to death.
Real bad injury, but don't get happy, you're in jail for a century. Just as bad as being shot in the groin. To see who'll shoot ya, they'll flip a coin and watch it run for the stretch. But you don't know the man is at home waiting to make the catch. So the outfielder guns you down. You're out, off to the dugout, underground. I know a cop that's savage. His pockets stay green like cabbage, cause he has a good batting average. No questions, just pulls out the flamer, and his excuses get lamer. Once a brother tried to take a lead, but they shot him in his face, saying he was trying to steal a base. And people watch the news for coverage on the game, and got the nerve to complain. They need to get themselves a front row seat, or save the baseline for a beat. Cause television just ain't designed for precision, y'all. It's just a friendly game of baseball.
Don't shoot a black man to death. Don't shoot a black man to death.
Yeah,
don't shoot a.
A kid caught on, but I don't know where the brother went. The umpires or the government. I guess they kicked him out the game and replaced him with a pinch hitter. And a scammy was a quitter. So the cops usually torment, I mean tournament. Win him, I was saying. You can't let the umpires hear you speak in battle like the other kids you won't be playing. Cause they'll beat you till your ass drop. A walking gun with a shell in his hand is their mascot. And when they walk around, let it be noted, step lightly. The bases are loaded, my man got out from three strikes in the skull, but the knife he was carrying was dull. Instead of innings, we have endings. What a fine way to win things, and hot dog vendors have fun selling you the cat, rat, and dog on a bun. And when you ask what is all of this for, it's just a friendly game of baseball.
Don't shoot a black man to death. Don't shoot a black man to death. Shoot a black man to death. Shoot a black man to death.